This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, speaking with Chrissy. Chrissy, what's your last name?
It's Grosvenor, also known as Crossland.
Okay. And what year were you born and in what city?
So I was born in Indianapolis in 1964.
Okay. You've got a few brothers and sisters, is that right?
Yes, I have 10 brothers and 4 sisters.
That's quite a crew.
It is.
I'm not going to have you name off all of them, but what are your parents' names?
Patricia and George.
Patricia and George. Okay. So I'm assuming that you grew up in the area. Is that right?
Yes. We moved into St. Joan of Arc in April of 1964. Okay. We moved from Speedway, from St. Michael's Parish.
And wait a second. Were you, I just messed up, but were you already born at that point?
I was born in March.
Of that year?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't remember the church from the beginning. you remember more in your younger grade school years? Or what's one of your first,
oh, yes.
What's one
so
of your first was, memories of the church?
So first memories were when they had the original church in the parking lot of the school parking lot where it is now. Probably about second grade.
Okay. And what type of things over the years have you been involved with for like groups or committees or anything?
So, my mom and dad actually started the French Market. It was just a French festival with about 4 or 5 families, just really a summer afternoon festival that turned into the French Market. So I've helped a lot with working with financing on the French Market days. I help out at church with organizing all the collection counters and taking care of collections every Sunday. And I help with any kind of fundraisers that the church needs.
Okay. So what would you say to someone that has not been to the church? How would you describe the personality of the people? And what are some of your favorite moments with those people?
Well, I would describe it. Joan of Arc is a very welcoming parish. It goes from very young families to older parishioners that have been there most of their lives. So everyone is very welcoming. It's warm. That's about it.
Okay. So if you were going to mention a few people that you've been able to work with and that you think has done a lot for the church, who would you like to mention?
I would mention the O'Briens, Michael and Jackie O'Brien, Rob Halter, certainly the multiple priests that we've had in the past that helped gain the momentum to build the new buildings and get the reconstruction done on the church, Father Guy, Father Doyle, and certainly, you know, some of the elders, the Yadens and the Claps, Miss Nancy Clapp, parishioners like that.
Okay. And what's like a couple of your just favorite memories of, you know, growing up with the church?
Well, I had a fantastic time playing sports for Joan of Arc when I was younger. And I still stay in touch and try and help out with the kids when I can. As far as the church, it's always just a warm place to go. We love going to the French Market. We love doing the reverse raffle. Anything that we can do to raise money for the church and enjoy, and it's all enjoyable evenings that we have planned for parents that want to get out for the night.
That's beautiful. Was there anything else you'd like to add before I close it out?
No, just that when we moved there in 1964, it was my mom's dream to sing in the Joan of Arc choir, because Joan of Arc is the most beautiful church in the whole state. And she sang in the choir for 50 years, and that was her dream come true.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, I thank you for your time. I know the parishioners will love to hear the backstory and how French Market began with your parents. But if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this out.
Okay.